Okay, I think we're rolling, and let me just say at the start, I'm Rob Shepherd, and from UNC Chapel Hill, from the Southern Oral History Program, that's the official name of the Oral History Office. Today is September 25th, 2012, hard to believe, and I am very pleased to be here today with Miss Ameza Byrd, B-Y-R-D. Ameza is A-M-A-Z-A. And we're at the offices of what used to be the St. Luke Credit Union in Windsor, North Carolina, Bertie County. It's now has transitioned to be called the Generations Community Credit Union. I'll double check that name for sure. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of Ms. Byrd's experiences with St. Luke Credit Union over the years. And this is part of some of the initial interviews to learn more about credit unions in North Carolina, some of that history, community credit unions, in rural areas, as well as some of the larger towns as well. Let me just say that Ms. Byrd has brought several documents that are that we'll talk about during the interview as well, and I'm going to hopefully make copies to make that part of the record as well. But we have a lot of good material here on some of the early years of the credit union and its establishment in 1944, and some of the people who were involved over the years in founding and running the credit union. So let me ask you, let's get some of this on the record, so to speak, that we were talking about. Tell me your birth date.
September the 16th, 1932.
And you were born in right here in Windsor.
Windsor, North Carolina, Bertie County.
Okay. And I believe you said your husband has passed.
Yes.
Tell me what is his name?
Edward Earl Byrd.
Okay. When did he pass?
Let me think.
What year did he pass?
Oh, I'll have to come back there.
Okay. I'm sorry. I should have told you I was going to ask you that.
Yeah. 2009.
2009.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Say it time.
Yes, ma'am.
2009.
Do you remember what year he was born? Do you remember his birth year?
Thirty-three.
Okay. And then tell me a little bit about your children. Who are they, and do you remember what their birth years? And we can come back to things as well if we need to.
I can give you their names.
Okay. Yes, please.
Angela
do that.
M. Watson.
Angela, okay. M. Watson. Okay.
Arthur L. Mitchell.
Alrighty.
Bessie L. Mitchell.
B-E-S-S.
T-H-E-S-S-I-E.
Oh, good. T-H-E-S-S-I-E. L. Mitchell. Okay.
and Paula Smallwood.
Will you spell her first?
P-A-U-L-A.
Okay. Alrighty. And what about your school? Where did you...
Right here in Windsor.
Okay.
Bertie County.
Okay. How far were you able to go?
I graduated.
Okay. What was
your... Oh, 12th grade graduated.
Okay.
Then I took courses at home for a couple of years.
Okay.
And that's my life. I've worked as an insurance agent.
Okay.
Did farm work quite a bit because that's what it was to do.
Okay.
Domestic work.
Okay.
And I came to St. Luke Credit Union.
And tell me, and we'll get into this a little more if you would, if you're okay with it. Tell me again, what jobs did you do with St. Luke
Credit Union? Some of it all.
Okay. One of those places right here, where you do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, some of it all. Under the leadership at that time of James T. Mountain.
Okay.
And James L. Gillum.
Gillum.
James L. Gillum.
Okay.
James T. Mountain was the man.
Okay.
Well,
and Gillum would be what?
G-I-L-L-I-A-M.
Okay. Gotcha.
James Lee Gillum.
Okay.
He was an undertaker, but he found time to work here.
Okay. Okay. I think, is it correct that you were a teller at St. Luke as well as then you became a manager?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay.
Bookkeeper.
Okay.
Teller, bookkeeper, manager.
Okay. What was, when you graduated from high school here, what was the name of the high school?
W.S. Etheridge.
And that was still in segregated schools, is that right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. What do you think a good place to dive into this would be? We could talk about...
What about my life?
Yes, ma'am. We could talk about when you first started working here, or what's on your mind right now? Where's a good place to delve into it?
Well, before I came to work here, I was helping the insurance agent in the back of not this building.
Okay.
But in the back of the building. And I was working in there 2 days, and I worked as a secretary at Mary Hill School 3 days a week.
Okay.
So you had to, in my situation, you had to work where you could work. So
when you say
most of us.
Okay.
Most of us. And of course there was always farm, and I worked on the farm some too. But after the door was open to work in this type of setting.
Mm-hmm.
So And I even did some house cleaning because that was the main thing black folk were able to do at that time. Do what's called now the proper sophisticated name for it, domestic.
But okay. It was. Okay.
But it was cleaning house.
Okay.
So I did that and I graduated from that. So.
This would have been, so I guess, in the 1950s, right? If you were born in 32, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So was that you? Was that always for white folks, or in terms of domestic work, or
yes.
No? Okay.
Yes, because us couldn't hire. We weren't able to do. We may get one once in a wonder, but it was once in a wonder.
Okay.
So.
And what kind of what kind of farm work did you do at those on those times?
Oh, chopped.
Cotton.
I couldn't pick enough cotton. That just wasn't my thing. I would stay out there all day, and everybody have hundreds, and I couldn't even get up. But to survive. But I didn't do too much farm work.
Okay.
And that's my story.
And then about what time, do you remember around about what year did you come to St. Luke to start work?
Oh, I wrote that down somewhere.
Okay.
Where did I write that? And that was only a couple of days a week, though.
Okay.
At the time. Let me see. Yes, then I came up. Well, I had it somewhere. Wrote it down. Don't know where I put it. Oh boy, right here.
Okay. Oh, there you are. Okay, great.
Full-time clerk.
We're looking at the
Let me see. Because that's full time.
We're looking at some of the documents you have here.
Mm-hmm. 22 years in 19. What is this?
It looks like, oh, there you go, 2001.
Is that right now?
So that's a calendar from 2001.
I had it. That's what calendar is. Where my sheet of paper? Well, it was in this office.
Let me see. Okay.
Let me see. Would increase of business the need for a full-time person is evident. 1966, right there.
Okay.
I knew I had marked.
Oh, right. Okay. There you are.
That leads up to.
We're looking at the. This is a short history of St. Luke Credit Union that is part of the 2001 calendar that the credit union issued. And it states that, it says, with the increase of business, the need for a full-time person was evident. And in 1966, Mrs. Amasa Mitchell Bird became the first full-time clerk of St. Luke Credit Union. And tell me about that. What was that like? What do you, were you, do you remember being excited of that opportunity?
Nervous.
Or how were nervous? Okay.
I wasn't sure I could accomplish the job, but under the leadership of, at that time, Mr. Mountain and Mr. Gillum, and of course I was working in the back of the credit union. Let's say this would be the front, and it's an office in the back. Insurance company was in the back.
Okay.
And I was working there a couple of hours a day.
Okay.
Then from there, it moved up to a day a week. And Mr. Mountain
mm-hmm.
said, look like I could be the person to work for St. Luke. So they agreed that I could start with them for 2 days a week.
What was the name of the insurance company?
North Carolina Mutual.
Okay. And was that African-American owned mm-hmm. as well? Okay. And you may have already told me this, but who owned that agency? Was that Mr. Mountain or
No.
Not him.
Mm-mm. That wasn't associated with St. Luke Credit Union okay. at all.
Okay.
All I know, North Carolina Mutual.
Okay. And so when you started for St. Luke.
And another lady was working for North Carolina Mutual, Barbara Bond.
Barbara Bond, mm-hmm. okay.
So that wasn't what you call full-time either, mm-hmm. but we worked and we managed.
Tell me a little bit more. What kinds of things were you doing?
Whatever was collected in the field.
Okay.
When it was brought to the office, transferred from the receipts to the ledger.
Okay. What do you mean? You mean like payments collected
yes.
in the field?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We have a payment. They would have a sheet, the same as St. Luke would have after I started working with them, and you write the amount and who it was from and for.
Okay. One of the things I'd like to learn more about is what St. Luke Credit Union meant to people in the community. You know, what was the value that it provided that was important to people?
They could borrow money, and it wasn't as difficult to borrow money from St. Luke
mm-hmm.
as it was to borrow from the bank. Banks in those days required quite a bit, and I'm sure you've heard in the history of us borrowing money from banks. So you know just about as much about that as I would know. And that is really the reason St. Luke decided to come on board, so they could make loans to us, because it was difficult to borrow money from banks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're talking...
Unless
when
you
say us, you mean black
farm.
Folks.
Right.
Right, okay.
Now, if you worked on Mr. White's farm, he could be responsible for you, but you couldn't go in and get a loan on your own because
okay.
you didn't have the right color. And I'm sure you heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
That's
yes,
history.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So... That is the reason St. Luke decided to pool together and help people to get homes, automobiles, send their children to school. That's what sitting around
mm-hmm.
this stove was all about. Sitting around the stove.
And when you say sitting around the stove, let's talk about that. This is another document that Mrs. Bird brought in. This is part of a newsletter, and that describes some of the origin history of the credit union. And it says that St. Luke Credit Union grew out of a group of men who met once a month in the St. Luke Elementary School. James T. Mountain, spelled like the geographical element of a mountain, he was a principal. It was J.T. Mountain and William Martin Cooper.
Which is this 92-year-old.
Right. This we have a we also have a newspaper article about Mr. Cooper here. Mr. Mountain and Mr. Cooper suggested the idea of pooling resources, which led to the idea of the credit union. Mr. William Cooper was the first secretary treasurer. Mr. James T. Mountain was an advisor to the credit union. There were about 12 men during this beginning time in 1944. The total asset was $500. That's it started out, but in 1944, that would have been a decent little chunk of money.
Yes.
Now, this write-up was provided by Mrs. W.A. Mountain. She was J.T. Mountain's wife.
This is what it was called at that time.
Oh, great. Okay. So this is from, this write-up is from the St. Luke Credit Union's newsletter. And again, I will make copies of this to include with the record.
So that's how it
I'm interested in some of those experiences and in terms of seeking loans. And do you think that was, let's say if you were a white person under living in certain circumstances, you know, maybe you didn't own any property. You came in for that loan at the bank. And let's say if you were a black person, same circumstances, not a property owner. This is kind of a dumb question, but I want to explore it a little bit. Are you saying that it came down to color?
Yes.
I mean, it came down to race. It was a question of...
How old are you?
I was born in 1967.
So you don't have the full picture. Go on.
What I'm wondering is, you think a white person in the same circumstances might be able to get that loan, whereas
from the bank,
right, from the bank, whereas the black person, you know, because of the racism of the time,
get your hat and go.
Yeah. Right.
The answer is no, unless you're. What would we be called? Tenants?
The landlord.
Yeah, unless the landlord spoke.
Okay.
If the landlord said yes, then you could get it, which made you not able to... it was helping you more to be dependent on the landlord. You still were not dependent on yourself. But... And these men that you just read about decided that they would try to do something, because story goes one of them wanted to buy a Model T. I don't guess you old enough to know what that looks like. And they.
I saw Mr. Bazemore. He has an old 1930 car. I don't know if it's a Model T, but it's pretty old.
Well, I've heard of them. So they said, let us pool our monies together and see if we can help each other.
Okay.
That is the beginning and the purpose of St. Luke Credit Union. Trying to help each other. Then the rest of this came about.
Okay.
And he was a teacher of it. And he lived to be 92 years old.
Mr. Cooper.
William Martin Cooper.
Do you know?
Very respectful man. People had a lot of confidence. You know, you don't, if you like to deal with people that you believe in and have confidence in. That's why I'm talking to you, because I don't want to be on TV tonight, man. I'm not lying about what I'm saying, but that just have not to be my thing.
Well, I do not have any hidden camera in here, I promise you that.
But you understand what I mean.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right.
Do you think, what kind of people, when St. Luke got started, and, you know, over the years, maybe even when you came in 20 years later, what kind of people relied on St. Luke? Who came in? Who needed loans? What range of people would you say?
You mean what were their occupations?
Yes.
Farmers, people trying to send their children to school, domestic workers, a person that wanted to own an automobile, and they would get help. You know, there's always some that make you promises that they don't keep, but the majority of them did. And Mr. George Ed Peel was another strong man. He was a little better position-wise to be helpful. George Ed Peel,
okay.
James Mountain, M.W. Coleman, and who would another one be? They were, some more of them right now that won't register, but they were able to help teach and work with those that was a little less fortunate.
Okay.
And
George Peel, his last name is P-E-E-L-E. Okay.
And there were some, those could talk to Mr. White Man. And I don't know if you old enough to hear the word, your word is your bond.
Yes, ma'am.
And they say, help Jack Jones, I'll be responsible.
Okay.
Yes.
And what does that mean? Does that mean they might have to pay his debt
look to me. And then they would talk to the person that they had signed for. Sometimes you would fall through the loop, but the majority of the time they would respond.
Why was Mr. Peel, for example, how did he get himself into that position where he had a certain amount of credibility or authority like that?
In his neighborhood, I suppose, you know, and Mr. White saw him, see his style of living,
and
he had dealt with him. And he kept his promise. When you went to First Union Bank or Windsor Bank, and if Mr. X doesn't pay, then George, I'm looking to you. You have my word. Some for a long time in those days, a person's word was their bond. But that don't work too well now. If I gave you my word, you could depend on it. You heard of that too.
Yes.
Person's word. It's just like if I told you came from Chapel Hill, you say, came here today, and I told you I'd be here. You came believing I would be here. But had you gotten here and I wasn't here, you call, and let's say, number one, you couldn't reach me. If you reach me, well, something else came up and I couldn't make it today. Well, now, when you call me next week, aren't you going to be skeptical?
Yes.
You promised me you'd be here today. Now, and you're not coming from Williamston. And of course, gas wasn't as expensive then as it is now. So I think you'd think again before you just up and come. That's the situation. Yes. That's the only way I know to explain it to you.
And in the earlier years, people relied on that
on your
a lot
word.
More. Is that on part your, of what you're
on
saying?
On your word.
Okay.
On your word. And there are some now. But it takes money now along with your word. So.
I have heard my father say that from time to time. From time to time, somebody didn't honor their word, and he was kind of, he was a little bit shocked
and upset. So you know what
upset.
I'm talking about.
Whereas today, I might have been thinking, well, of course they didn't honor their word. But for him, when somebody said they were going to do something, he took them at their word.
That's right. You didn't sign as many documents then as you have to sign now. So now I think the word, isn't the word put your name on the dotted line?
Right.
Because Mr. Joe Blow will have something to show what you say. Because we've learned to have lapse of memories, you know. I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you like that. You misunderstood. It's not I lied. Oh, but you misunderstood what I said.
Seems like it would have been even more important going back a little bit in time when you're in a, you know, a rural county. Windsor's a small town.
Very. Comparing.
And everybody probably knew one another or knew their families.
So.
What do you think about when these gentlemen, Mr. Mountain.
He was a school teacher.
Mr. Cooper, sorry. When they first got together and started and they established the credit union, was there any pressure against them? Do you remember or do you know about, was there any resistance among the white people of the county to say?
I haven't heard them say that. It may be some, I don't know, but I never heard them dwell on that too much.
Okay.
I'm sure it was because people were people then. It's like we can be jealous of each other now. So I imagine, but the majority of them, because I remember the time the majority of folk just haven't always been just like they are in these late years. And different situation, that expression, different strokes for different folks. And that makes me evil. No, you keep
that
going.
That makes you what?
That would make you evil.
Yeah.
You know, not trustworthy. It's like going to the doctor and you don't get any relief. You're not going to keep going unless you just cannot go anywhere else. Hoping you will find one. So that's that.
How many years did you work for St. Luke?
Oh, when did I? See, that's a good case. I don't know. Rely on my memory no more. I came out in 88. When did
okay.
I start? Up here somewhere.
Let's see, this talks about you started in 66.
Okay, so 88. I stopped in 88.
So about 22 years?
Something like, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Did it feel like a job? I mean, I know it felt like a job, but was it a job that you felt good about because you knew that y'all were helping people?
And I had a good teacher, Mr. Mountain, Mr. Gillum, and Mr. Cooper.
Okay.
They were good teachers for me.
Tell me a little bit more about that. How so? What did you learn from them?
To be dependent, number one, if you were supposed to be to work at 8:30, don't get here 8:45. Unless the circumstances prevented it. And their thing was, you don't hear that in these days now. When you make a promise, keep it. Unless everything is beyond your control. Don't just make a promise to just get you out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you called me twice and I told you I'd be here this morning. Had you come from where?
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill?
Yes.
And you didn't force me to tell you I'd be here. And you got here and they couldn't tell, I hadn't said a thing to them. And maybe you would have stayed here 30 minutes. And when you left and you decided to call me tomorrow, and I told you I just didn't make it. Are you going to be so interested in coming?
I'd be a little more cautious.
You got my point. Because, you know, you would have liked it better if I said, no, I'm not interested. I don't do that. Then you could have planned your day to do whatever else. So, you know, you make promises. I think you ought to keep them the best you can. If you can't, everybody can't keep them. Situations, circumstances. But tell the individual, I just can't get there today. It make little difference. But folks now just tell you stuff, get rid of you. get off the phone. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing. But, you know, I told you my age, so I'm from the old school. I'm not this modern stuff. How old are you?
I'm 40, well,
you,
45.
You're in the modern age.
Yeah, I guess. I'm starting to feel old. But
you're in the modern age, so all of that made a difference because you wouldn't keep trying to deal with somebody if they kept promising. It still is important, but the modern age, it isn't, but it's important.
What else do you remember? What else do you feel like you learned working here and working for those gentlemen, working with them?
Well, I learned to. One of the things you learn, a lady came in to get a loan and. What's a good word to use? A criteria for getting it. Maybe that's not a good word, but
qualifications.
Right.
Okay.
And that's a good word, but sometimes folks say you're not qualified, and you are. But you know, you sign all the notes, read up. Then when it's time to make payment. I didn't understand it that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. tough. You know, but it's not the truth. You understand, whatever you didn't understand, you understand that you promised to make a payment. And you didn't make it, and I'll be back next week. You still don't come back. So, you know, use something else.
Mm-hmm.
But that was some of it. That was the reason they would give. But overall, some, you just, we think, and I thought, everybody's not the same, so you have to, if you dealt with them and talked to them long enough, you try to work out a situation to help them.
Was it always black folks who were customers?
No, after a while, and I believe now, a couple of them that came in just wanted to see what it was all about. But it worked out that they became good members. Maybe they liked what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because they couldn't get it from the bank either. But they wanted to see what it was all about. So that worked out very well because they could go and tell somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That helped. So after a while, we started getting some. It wasn't as many of you all as it was us,
mm-hmm.
but it was some, and they could tell the story. So that worked. That's what this man was teaching about. He said there's nothing important about hate and not
This helping. Is William Cooper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You deal with. He was the first president of the credit union.
And what we have, one of the things, documents we have here is the program for the funeral services for Mr. Cooper. He passed in 1978.
When he was that old.
When he was 92. Let's see, he was born in 1877, according to this program.
He didn't like that word, that subject matter.
Okay.
He didn't like that.
This is the newspaper article. I wonder what year this is. Well, he was 92, so it must have been right around before he passed.
Bertie Legend, name the paper.
Bertie Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He preached against hate.
Preached against hate. If hate could be erased, communities could get on with the business at hand, Cooper says with conviction. Hate is not limited to open hostility, he explains, but takes such subtle forms that often it is mistaken for politeness.
He didn't like that word.
Mm-hmm.
And he preached against it. So, because he said he had some very, very pleasant white friends.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. So,
one of the names we've talked about is the Gilliam, or Gillam, and it's G-I-L-L-I-A-M.
Mm-hmm. James Lee Gillam, he was a funeral director.
Okay.
He pays. You might want to look at that sentence right there.
Okay. Now, this is an article, St. Luke celebrates 50th anniversary. This is in the Carolinian magazine.
That news at that time was putting out.
Okay. Published by the North Carolina Credit Union Network out of Greensboro, North Carolina. And let's see. Okay, that's what you were showing me here. In 1959, St. Luke had managed to enroll 400 members and had $59,000 in assets.
That was money then.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. At this time, the credit union moved to the town of Windsor into a building on Granville Street. Now, that's where we are today. Is that right? Okay. Now, tell me again, where was it?
Some of the people.
Okay.
Right here.
Where was it before?
Right up, uptown.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But it had no parking. You had to park wherever you could park and walk. And you had a lobby about like this and two small rooms. And when somebody wanted to see the manager talk about business, you had to go. If you were in there, then mm-hmm. you had to go out. And they moved here.
Okay.
But this was a bank. This was Southern Bank.
Okay,
and
this
they
building.
Built a big bank uptown. And they sold this to St. Luke Credit Union.
Okay.
And that's how we came here. With parking and all of that.
I see. Now.
And this is the day we moved here. These are some of the older members and so forth.
Okay. And we're looking at a photograph that mm-hmm. goes along with this article.
That's right.
And this article was published in November/December 1994 edition.
The Credit Union League was printing those books.
Okay.
They came down. And now this is a generation, I haven't thought to ask why they still have St. Luke out there.
Mm-hmm. I saw that sign out mm-hmm. there. I thought that was kind of neat, really. Now, this article says, in 1943, the leadership of a savings club composed of sharecroppers in the Coopers Hill community in Bertie County decided to start a credit union. Now, where is Coopers Hill?
Deep in the country.
Okay. Okay. How far south of Windsor is that? I think it's south of Windsor.
It's not so far. That's where this man lived and family and most of these folk.
A few miles or something like that?
The schoolhouse, I should have brought you the paper of the schoolhouse. Because they were talking about tearing it down and the people in the area don't want that. But I guess you can get there in about 6 minutes.
Okay. Okay.
Coopers Hill. And that's the story.
Mm-hmm.
And these folk is Mr. Cooper's family. Some of them in
okay.
that picture. And James T. Mountain. You read about him here. He passed, but his son is in that picture, and he's representing his father.
Mm-hmm.
And
right here, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was then the league came on, and they started. What's to do when you? Auditing and doing. That mm-hmm. helped St. Luke continue to grow. They would do their auditing. Come twice a year. Whatever was wrong, you had to get it right if you want to stay in business. And these ladies in this chair was Mr. Cooper's family. Mm-mm. Mr. Cooper's family.
Okay.
What is something else I want to show you? I don't know if I showed you. You probably looked at this one, didn't you? Those are
yes,
big.
Ma'am.
Okay. And did you look? You looked at this too, I think.
Is this the school building they want to tear down, the St. Luke Public School, or
mm-hmm.
no?
Yeah, but it doesn't look like that now.
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't look like that now.
Does it look better or worse? Oh, Lordy.
Worse. Somebody said they were going to try to work on it, improve it. But I don't know if the county or whoever's in charge would let them do that or not. And you okay. See, this is the kind of wood they had. It's all...
Keep their fire
going. When the panes are out of it, so I don't know.
Mm-mm. Now, which?
We went to Williamson in 1986. Our Williamson Credit Union over there, but it's not there anymore. The building is there, and I think it's Plymouth. I think it's Plymouth Warehouse or something like that.
Okay.
But it's not St. Luke Credit Union. But this is what it was. And all of these churches you see is what they helped build. Now they
were different.
It wasn't as difficult to get money to build a church. Our foreparents said they allow us to go to church and get happy, become emotional. I'm not throwing water on such as that, mm-hmm. But that was, we had one white person here said, just let them go to church, get happy, and shout, you can handle them.
I'm not following you. Tell me more. I'm interested to understand
you get
what you're saying.
Excited. They say you don't think as well. So keep the Negroes in church.
Mm-hmm.
Let them get happy
mm-hmm.
and shout. Nothing wrong with that. But something else goes along with shout. Because when you leave church, most time you want to go home. But if you don't have them try to get you one, you don't think as well when you are as emotional. I didn't make that up now.
Now, who would be thinking that? You're saying that, what would the white person be thinking about that? They would want black folks to go to church so
yeah.
that they're...
Yeah.
That way they can be...
So it was said.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was said. But in my day, you know, all of us have changed. Blacks have, and you can attest to that, they... learn better, they're trying to do better, and it's a togetherness with the black and the white. It's all of us have our different opinion, but it just isn't like it was in years ago. Maybe somewhere, I just have not to be in that community. I don't know. And so many people were going to the bank. These folk on here, they couldn't get loans to do their business.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to St. Luke. And the league, they would come and audit our books. And they would find what the loans were for. They would need proof of, is that what the person did?
Mm-hmm.
And they would check that and suggested that we make some records to keep because you know the situation and the thoughts of people change because Southern Bank didn't have to allow us to get this building because they have a very large bank uptown.
I think I saw that.
Mm-hmm, very so. You know, through the years, people change. And it isn't always for the worse. And they've been quite helpful when I was in it. And the lawyers were quite helpful. Because sometimes you help folk, they'll learn to help themselves. And you won't have to carry all the load. You ain't that old yet, so you don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, do you feel like St. Luke Credit Union did a lot of good to help themselves?
Yes, yes. I know, I don't feel it. I know that because these people, every picture on here.
Mm-hmm. We're looking at the calendar.
Yeah, some have helped these folk. Now, this group is from Williamston, and when we moved over there, we helped them. All, every person on here, on these calendars, have gotten help from St. Luke. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've been a help.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a help. What did I mark this for? Okay, that's when we went to Williamson, 1986. Yeah.
I'm thinking about the churches and a little bit about what you said, and I wonder if in Bertie County, if it was true like it was in other places, that when it came, when the civil rights era came about, the churches were a source of strength for the black community.
It was.
And they were, instead of being a place where, like you said, some white people thought the church would be a good distraction, instead it was a source of strength.
It was a distraction, but it was a distraction from weakness to strength, and I want to have, because the persons that were talking were teaching and preaching such as that. They found out it was nothing wrong with singing and getting excited.
Mm-hmm.
But sing and do some teaching. And that's what they started doing. And it made a difference. Made a difference. But as I say now, all whites were not. Because they were helpful to St. Luke Credit Union. And if I help you, then you won't have to be a burden to me.
Mm-hmm.
So we had those thinkers, which to me was good. Which to me was good. And when these calendars came out, I tell you, that since they came down here, it was the talk of Windsor. Go by Credit Union, get a calendar.
Mm-hmm.
Go by.
What do people like about them? What, tell me about that.
Progress.
Mm-hmm.
Who's who? Who got a loan? What did they do with theirs? How was it spent? Because people were testifying to the effect of what it had done for them,
mm-hmm.
other than just, you know, pretty building. Helped build churches that were coming down and torn down. And that's a medical complex that was built. That was in, so all of that helped. This person has this kind of stuff to help them to get about their business. That's a beautiful church they built.
Mm-hmm. And we're still looking at the photos, mm-hmm. on the calendar.
Beautiful, beautiful. So this lady says what it did for her. That's what I was telling you, when it makes a difference when you can come up and help yourself. So
is this a hard county to make a good living in, to build yourself up?
Depending on what your idea, depending on what you want to do. But overall, they are placing much worse than Windsor. But it's better here now. We still have, you know, you find evenness everywhere, but I mean just staunch doing out to do harm. It's a great improvement.
Can we backtrack a little bit to the 1930s when you were a child, which part? Were you outside? Were you out in the country? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about.
We had to walk to school.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that.
We walked to this. Well, there's no longer school there now, but we walked to school. There was a school in the neighborhood, but after integration came about, then it improved and we started coming to Windsor. We walked a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for about mm-hmm. 2 years. And then buses, after this school came to this road out here, you pass it, but now it's converted to a community, and that old school people is turning now to a department.
Okay.
And people are living out there, but it began to get better. Because you didn't have to walk in the cold or the hot.
Now, I wonder, I'm just thinking about the timing. By the time when you were in school, by the time you finished high school, it still would have been full segregation. Mm-hmm. No? Or is that, am I wrong?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And so...
It started changing, started making a difference in the later part.
Okay.
About the middle of the 50s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if what was going on before then, they may have been trying to improve the school facilities
maybe
while
so.
Keeping them still
maybe,
segregated.
Maybe so now. I can't verify that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And were you in a large family? Did you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
I had one sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
And were you all on a farm?
No, we didn't farm, but
okay.
my daddy worked in logwood. But my mama would go and work in the field days.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I liked to pick cotton. But I found out I was lying to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because folk go up with their 100-pound. I just couldn't make it. And it's discouraging. So I never worked a lot.
Did they give you a hard time?
Mm-hmm. So,
pick on you.
So I never, because my parents didn't farm. My daddy worked in the logwood. But my mama worked on the farm. But we didn't farm,
mm-hmm.
per se.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I might would want to farm, but no.
Where did you live? Were you in a house?
No, we had our house. We had our own. And, my daddy would go to work in the logwood and mama would work on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't leave the children home. People took the children in the field. So me along with other parents' children would play out there at the end of the road. But I didn't work too much. Tried to pick cotton, as I say, but that didn't work. So...
Was there a name? Were you in a certain community?
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
Springfield.
Springfield, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is that, if you're in Windsor?
I'm still in Springfield.
Okay. Is that north of Windsor?
What would this part be, south? Going that, I don't know. In the country.
Okay.
I'm in the country.
I'm trying to see if I have a map. I don't really.
In your traveling down here, do you know where State Employees Credit Union is here?
Yes.
The new one out
mm-hmm.
here? Well, I live about half a mile beyond that.
Okay.
Springfield Community. And I've been there all of my life, folks. And that's where, when we were going to school, walked from there uptown.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's country.
Are there things in life that you wished you could do that you were not able to? Or how do you feel about the things that you've been able to do?
You mean as a child or since I've
grown?
Since I've grown, I've been blessed to accomplish some things. I've been blessed because I wanted my home, and that is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted my home, and neighbor living beside me, their parents passed, and their children didn't want what they were left, and I was afraid whosoever will would get over there. So we were able to do that, get that. So
mm-hmm.
Every time Dick and Harry wouldn't be able to get over there. So, in my later years, I've been blessed. Of course, I've been in the past 5 years, I've spent in and out the hospital, but I'm still blessed. Got quite a few conditions. Whatever they are, I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm still blessed. Because it's not like it was.
Do you... Well, what I want to ask is, what's your church?
Pleasant Oak Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay.
But we never... The folk in the church that I'm going to, my family, a Ward family, and a Speller family, were able to pool the resources, and they were, at one time that hit story here, they thought they were going to lose it, but all of them got together and saved the church.
So. Mm-hmm.
You don't have that to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, some of what I wanted came to. And my parents lived, so I think my oldest child was, 16 when my parents passed.
Okay.
So they were able to be of help to me while I worked. So we've been blessed.
What was your husband's occupation?
Fixing automobiles.
Okay.
Body shop. Body shop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did he have his own?
Mm-hmm.
Body shop.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That is awesome.
What was it called?
Earl's Body Shop.
Okay.
So I'm blessed with all of whatever it is. I'm still blessed.
Yep.
I didn't even read this and talk.
How did you and Mr. Bird meet? Was he from
right around
Windsor as well?
Yeah. You,
okay.
In the area, in the neighborhood, you didn't have to leave home to go in another town.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have to go in another town.
Now, there was a couple times you said Mr. White.
I was talking about the white man.
Okay. I was thinking you were, but I just wanted to make sure. I like that. That's pretty good.
But now, don't get me wrong. All is just like us. We have some in our race, too. But all of them have not, is not, and was not bad because mm-hmm. with this credit union, they were most helpful. Because, as I say, the bank didn't have to work with us. And I don't know how it is now, because I've been out since, I retired in 1988.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you retired from St. Luke.
From St. Okay. Luke Credit Union, 1988.
Do you have grandchildren?
Mm-hmm. I have four.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want my pen or
no,
you want it?
No, all right.
Okay.
Am I supposed to give this back to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. So I won't have to say you did what I didn't ask you to do.
Well, I can. Maybe we can make a copy. We can make a copy of that too. That might be good. We're looking at the release form.
I was going to ask you that. I hope I've answered some questions.
Oh yes. How are you doing? It's 12:15. How are you looking on time?
I've been talking to you since
12:15.
Well, I know you're tired now.
No, I'm not. I talked to Mr. Bazemore for 3 hours.
Ooh, Tim Bazemore.
Yes, ma'am.
Senior.
Let's see what I got. 1 minute.
And you were able to get it done in 3 hours.
Well, we could have kept going.
Oh.
But I think I felt like I probably had got enough of his time at that point anyway. He had some, he needed to get on his tractor. He had some work he was going to do.
Yeah, that's what he's been doing ever since I've been knowing him. And he's not a teenager, but he goes on by his business. So, yeah, and the reason I asked you about TV, that's just not my thing. Talking a lot on TV.
Oh yes, I understand.
Misquoted and so different from what you said, and that's just not my thing.
Well, that's what I like about this. The whole thing is on here.
Put all on this, what I told you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And I'll send you a copy. I'm going to send you a disc that has a copy, and this just that allows me to put it in the archives. It allows a researcher or anybody who wants to listen to it or if they want to
check out what I've said.
Right, right. But it's...
So you interviewee. Can,
that's you.
That's me.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is you, viewer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Some for a TV habit as far as getting up there talking. But I'm not. I'm not.
Now, I don't know, when we first started, when we were just chatting, I think before I turned on the recorder, you were asking me, you know, my age, and you said something, I think you said that I might not have had any experience, any unspeakable moments in my life. And I wondered if, do you want to say anything about that? Do you want to, is there anything, I guess in a way I'm asking you if you want to speak about unspeakable moments.
No, I've been treated very well. And the folk, when I was doing, it was called My Day Domestic. And when I was doing it, good Lord just allowed me to work with people that I could work with. Very pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of their visitors weren't. I said, Lord, I'm glad I don't work for you.
Like... Was somebody like that? How were they?
Oh, you don't want
like
to
disrespectful towards you.
You don't want to know, but they see. I didn't have to be with them. Didn't have to stay around them, and didn't have to deal with them. So it was all right.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't all right, but my point is, the people I was with were no ways like that.
Mm-hmm.
With people that was human.
Yes. Did you feel like people who treated you well, did you feel like they wanted you to have equal opportunities?
Yes, I sure do. I sure do. And they may well speak about that person, just say don't pay them any attention. But they didn't talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Just said pay them no attention. And I said I didn't, because I don't have to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn to do what you have to do, how and the best. So.
Well, let me ask you one more thing. Kind of relates to that. What kind of lessons would you say you've tried to pass on to your children and your grandchildren about, you know, life here or life in general?
Please, please learn when you go to school. Use common sense that I've tried to, and your grandparents and your family, because in my day, it wasn't just the parents. The family helped rear the children.
Mm-hmm.
The neighbors, some of them, helped rear the children. Because you raise animals, you don't raise children.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I try to instill in mine, too. There's a difference. And there's always somebody, but you just try to ask the man upstairs, which is God Almighty, to help you know the difference. And doesn't mean everything is going to work like you want it. But sometime you have to bite your tongue. Not forever now, don't get me wrong. What's that expression? Know when to fold.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you can learn that, it will help you in life. So, mine is doing quite well. One had a wreck 5 years ago, and he's a quadriplegic.
Mm.
But since he's been in a portion of Duke's Hospital, he has written a book. And he's done quite well with selling it.
Who's this?
My son.
Is this Arthur?
No, that's Thessa Mitchell.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He has written a book.
Oh, wow.
And the name, he calls it One More Dance. And he's done quite well with selling it. And that was tough for me a little while. A car hit him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tell me it threw him on top of the car. Broke his back.
Well, he was walking. Was he walking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he was detective for Duke University, because that's where he graduated from. When he left Windsor, he moved to Durham. But one time he said he wanted to ask to get rid of him. But then he said he decided he'd write a book about his situation because of the attention and the help he had been given. So he's done quite well. And I go up there, try to get up there at least once a month,
mm-hmm.
and spend time with him. So that has made me stronger too. Mm-mm. made me strong, because I didn't want to be given out in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say to me, "All right, Mama, don't collapse now, because I haven't."
Mm-hmm.
So what else are you going to do? But I'm your name again?
Rob.
Rob, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I really am. I'm blessed. So that's my story in St. Luke involvement. Worked here for quite some time. Mm-hmm. It was Jane Gillum, Jane Mountain, Amazer Bird, and Clemens, and another lady. So we, then when they moved down here, I stayed here about, 2 years. Then I retired, 66, because I left in 88, yeah.
Okay.
So I retired. Time for me to go home, and seemed like that's when I gave out health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I was giving out anyway, just refused to stop. But I'm doing well. And I'm glad St. Luke is still doing well. I understand it's still doing well. Mm-hmm.
Well,
we'll
stop right there. Let me turn this off. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.